Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign for Thursday, October 14. Today, supply chain. It's our economy's biggest misnomer. That, plus today's economic reports, as well as the corporate earnings, coming right up. Well, we call it the supply chain. And by that, most of us generally mean that we're having a difficult time getting those everyday products that we use. The store shelves begin to empty. We call it supply chain issues. Auto plants have to stop because they can't secure the computer chips needed to build their cars. It's the supply chain, don't you know? Even the Federal Reserve points to supply chain issues as the reasons for our current bout of inflation. And here's where this supply chain issue gets real. We're about to embark on an entirely new course in our monetary policy to fight an inflation that's caused by, you guessed it, the supply chain. But what if I told you that this is all wrong? That our current inflation issue has a basic structural cause, that our economy, as currently structured, is designed to be inflationary. And what's more, last night, China demonstrated it. You see, last night China reported on the prices of their true supply chain, called the Producer Price Index. Now, the PPI is the current price of the raw materials used in producing the finished products that China consumes and sells to the rest of the world. And like everyone else, China's supply chain is having real issues, reflected in their Producer Price Index, which was up by a whopping 10.7%. That's an all-time record. China, like all the rest of the world, is indeed having a great deal of difficulty sourcing raw materials. Food, like the corn and rice America sells to China. Energy, like the coal America sells to China. Minerals and metals, like, well, you guessed it, America sells to China. Are you seeing a pattern here? It's America which sells much of the raw materials to China, and it's from America, at least in part, where China's elevated producer prices come from. Fair enough. So if China's economy operated like our own, wouldn't we see record high inflation? After all, that's how we're told it works in the USA. But no, China's inflation barely registered at a mere 0.7%, less than 1% inflation. And incidentally, inflation in China declined from the month before. How can this be? Answer, China is a major producing country. In fact, the world's largest producing country. And yes, the higher raw material cost does impact China, but only very slightly. By the time the Chinese factories turn out their finished goods, those higher raw material costs have been passed along. You see, real pricing power is at the factory, not at the farmer or the energy producer. China absorbs raw material increases and just passes those increases along. This is not at all what's happening in the USA. America is buying those finished goods from China. We don't have a supply chain at all. We buy comparatively few raw materials from offshore. What we really buy, by the container ship full, is finished goods. Those same goods that China is happily using to pass along higher raw material costs to us. So we don't have a supply chain. We're not getting supplies. We have a finished product chain. It's China that has, for a very long time, had the pricing power in this equation, undercutting American producers to gain market share for years. And now that the times are tough, passing along any raw material cost increases that they may incur. Ironically, many of those raw materials came from the USA. It's a model that is literally hundreds of years old. It's called mercantilism. It was, by the way, the model that the European empires of the 17th and 18th century used to colonize the world. And it's the way that China is colonizing us. We don't have a supply issue at all. We have a finished product chain issue. And it's because we've become a proto-Chinese colony. Well, it's a huge day for economic news today. First off were those Chinese numbers, and once again, the Chinese Producer Price Index rising to an all-time high of 10.7%, while the Chinese inflation fell to just 0.7%. Interesting, don't you think? Yesterday, you'll recall that the U.S. announced their own inflation rate. It was running at 5.4%. And this morning, we'll see the American Producer Price Index announced in just a few minutes. Also up today will be initial claims for unemployment. And then appropriately enough, in earnings, Taiwan Semiconductor announced their latest results. Taiwan Semiconductor is the world's largest producer of chips, and it is a major cause of the current slowdown in auto production. Raw materials, supply chain issues, don't you know? Taiwan Semiconductor is trading higher this morning. Then a whole slew of financial companies have reported. On today's list were Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and the Bank of America, followed by Morgan Stanley and U.S. Bancorp. As I say, all five companies are currently trading higher in the pre-market. And that's the value side for Thursday, October 14. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.